Welcome to McAfee Coliseum in Oakland, for the game between the Florida Marlins and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Florida Marlins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Hanley Ramirez. Batting second. The right fielder, Jeremy Hermida. Batting third. The first baseman, Jorge Cantu. Batting fourth. The DH, Mike Jacobs. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Dan Ugla. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Luis Gonzalez. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Wes Helms. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Cody Ross. Batting ninth. The catcher, Mike Rabello. Pitching for the Florida Marlins, Andrew Miller. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Mark Ellis. Batting second. The right fielder, Ryan Sweeney. Batting third. The DH, Jack Cust. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Bobby Crosby. Batting fifth. The catcher, Kurt Suzuki. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Emil Brown. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Jack Hanahan. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Carlos Gonzalez. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Donnie Murphy. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Justin Tuchturer. And now, play ball. Hanley Ramirez is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jeremy Hermida batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Hermida hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Marlins. Jorge Cantu is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Cantu strikes out. Two outs. Mike Jacobs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ellis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Marlins 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mark Ellis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ellis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ryan Sweeney is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Sweeney hits a ball on the ground towards third. Helms fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Helms. Ellis moves to second. Jack Cust is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Cust hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ugla fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Ellis moves to third. Two outs. Bobby Crosby is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Crosby hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ellis scores. That run is unearned. It's Marlins, 1, Athletics, 1. Kurt Suzuki batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Suzuki hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Ugla settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Marlins 1, and the Athletics 1. The Marlins will come to bat. Dan Ugla is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ugla takes first base on ball 4. Luis Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ellis fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Wes Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms is hit by the pitch. Gonzalez moves to second. Cody Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Ross hits a ball on the ground towards third. Murphy fields it and throws to second for the out. Gonzalez moves to third. Two outs. Mike Rabello is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Rabello hits a ball on the ground towards third. Murphy fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Marlins 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Emil Brown is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Jack Hanahan is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hanahan strikes out. There goes Brown. The throw from Rabello to Ramirez, and Brown is out. Two outs. Carlos Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Helms fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Marlins 1, and the Athletics 1. The Marlins will come to bat. Hanley Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Ramirez is 0 for 1 in the game. Ramirez hits a fly ball into center field. Gonzalez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeremy Hermita batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Hermita is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Hermita hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ellis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jorge Cantu is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cantu is 0 for 1 in the game. Cantu hits a fly ball into center field. Gonzalez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Marlins 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Donnie Murphy is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Murphy hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Gonzalez. Murphy reaches second base with a double. Mark Ellis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Ellis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Ellis hits a fly ball into right field. Hermita settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Murphy moves to third. One out. Ryan Sweeney is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Sweeney is 0 for 1 in the game. Sweeney is walked intentionally. Jack Cust is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Rabello for a passed ball. Murphy scores. Sweeney moves to second. It's 2-1, Athletics. Jack Cust is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Cust is 0 for 1 in the game. Cust takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Crosby batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Crosby is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Crosby hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sweeney moves to third. Cust moves to second. Kurt Suzuki is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Suzuki is 0 for 1 in the game. Suzuki hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cantu scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Suzuki for the out. Sweeney scores. Cust moves to third. Crosby moves to second. Two outs. It's 3-1, Athletics. Emil Brown is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a pop-up beyond second. Ugla can't reach the ball in time. That's a base hit. Cust scores. Crosby scores. It's 5-1, Athletics. Jack Hanahan is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Hanahan is 0 for 1 in the game. Hanahan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cantu scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hanahan for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Marlins 1. The Marlins will come to bat. Mike Jacobs is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Jacobs is 0 for 1 in the game. Jacobs hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Ellis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dan Ugla, batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Ugla is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Ugla hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Hanahan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Gonzalez is 0 for 1 in the game. Gonzalez hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Sweeney. Gonzalez reaches second base with a double. Wes Helms is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Helms is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Helms hits a line drive towards short. Crosby reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Marlins 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Carlos Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Gonzalez is 0 for 1 in the game. Gonzalez hits a pop-up towards third. Helms settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Donnie Murphy is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Murphy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Murphy hits a line drive towards short. Ramirez reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Ellis is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Ellis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ellis hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Gonzalez. Ellis reaches second base with a double. Ryan Sweeney is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Sweeney is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Sweeney hits a fly ball into center field. Ross settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Marlins 1. The Marlins will come to bat. Cody Ross is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Ross is 0 for 1 in the game. Ross hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike Ravello is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Ravello is 0 for 1 in the game. Ravello strikes out. One out. Hanley Ramirez is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Ramirez is 0 for 2 in the game. Ramirez hits a fly ball into right field. Sweeney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeremy Hermita is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Hermita is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hermita hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Brown. Hermita reaches second base with a double. Ross moves to third. Jorge Cantu is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Cantu is 0 for 2 in the game. Cantu hits a line drive into right field. Sweeney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Marlins 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Matt Lindstrom now pitching. Jack Cust batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Cust is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Cust hits a fly ball into right field. Hermita settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Crosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosby is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Crosby hits a fly ball into center field. Ross settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kurt Suzuki is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Suzuki is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Suzuki hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Emil Brown is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Brown is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Brown takes first base on ball four. Suzuki moves to second. Jack Hanahan is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Hanahan is 0 for 2 in the game. Hanahan hits a fly ball into center field. Ross settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Marlins 1. The Marlins will come to bat. Mike Jacobs is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Jacobs is 0 for 2 in the game. Jacobs hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dan Ugla is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Ugla is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Ugla hits a ball on the ground towards third. Murphy fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Luis Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Gonzalez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ellis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Marlins 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Carlos Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Gonzalez is 0 for 2 in the game. Gonzalez hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Ross. Gonzalez reaches second base with a double. Donnie Murphy is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Murphy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Murphy strikes out. One out. Mark Ellis is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Ellis is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Ellis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gonzalez moves to third. Logan Kensing now pitching. Ryan Sweeney is at the plate with a count of 0-1. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. It's 6-1, Athletics. Ryan Sweeney is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Sweeney is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Sweeney hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Helms settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Kust is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Kust is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Kust hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Ellis scores. It's 7-1, Athletics. Bobby Crosby batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Crosby is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Crosby takes first base on ball 4. Kust moves to second. Kurt Suzuki is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Suzuki is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Suzuki hits a ball on the ground towards third. Helms fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Marlins 1. The Marlins will come to bat. Wes Helms is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Helms is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Helms hits a pop-up towards first. Hanahan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cody Ross batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Ross is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ross hits a pop-up towards short. Crosby settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Rabello is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Rabello is 0 for 2 in the game. Rabello takes first base on ball 4. Hanley Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Ramirez is 0 for 3 in the game. Ramirez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Marlins 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jay Miller now playing center field. Cody Ross now playing left field. Emile Brown is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Brown is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Brown takes first base on ball 4. Rajay Davis pinch runs for Emile Brown. Jack Hanahan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hanahan is 0 for 3 in the game. Hanahan hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Ross. Hanahan reaches second base with a double. Davis moves to third. Carlos Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gonzalez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Gonzalez hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Ravelo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Donnie Murphy is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Murphy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Murphy strikes out. 2 outs. Mark Ellis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ellis is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Ellis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Marlins 1. The Marlins will come to bat. Darrick Barton now playing first base. Ryan Sweeney now playing left field. Rajay Davis now playing center field. Jack Hanahan now playing third BA. Jeremy Hermita is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Hermita is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Hermita hits a fly ball into right field. Gonzalez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jorge Cantu is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Cantu is 0 for 3 in the game. Cantu hits a fly ball into left field. Sweeney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mike Jacobs is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Jacobs is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Jacobs hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Andrew Brown now pitching. Dan Ugla is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Ugla is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Ugla takes first base on ball 4. Jacobs moves to second. Jay Miller is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Miller strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Marlins 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Doug Wechter now pitching. Ryan Sweeney is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Sweeney is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Sweeney hits a line drive into left field. Ross settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jack Cust is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Cust is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Cust hits a ball on the ground towards third. Helms fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Bobby Crosby is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Crosby is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Crosby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Marlins 1. The Marlins will come to bat. Chad Gaughton now pitching. Wes Helms is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Helms is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Helms hits a pop-up towards short. Crosby settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Cody Ross batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Ross is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Ross takes first base on ball 4. Mike Ravelo is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Ravelo is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Ravelo hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Murphy fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. 2 outs. Hanley Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Ramirez is 0 for 4 in the game. Ramirez hits a fly ball into left field. Sweeney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 7, and Florida Marlins, 1. Goodbye from McAfee Coliseum in Oakland.